W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A close ally of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani has been fired. The Dodgers accuse him of stealing millions from Ohtani. Here's ABC's Whit Johnson to explain.
The Dodgers firing Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, after he allegedly placed wagers with an illegal sports book in California. Our colleagues at ESPN reviewed bank information they say shows Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments made last year. Misuhara denies ever betting on baseball and claims Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts or transfers.
The search is on in Idaho for white supremacist prison inmate Skylar Mead. He escaped along with an accomplice after a shootout at a Boise medical center this week. British media reporting that three members of staff from the London Clinic are being investigated as police look into attempted access to the Princess of Wales medical records while she was there for abdominal surgery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is the last day for parties in the Robin Voss recall case to make their arguments to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is asking justices whether a recall would be held in Voss's old district or his new redrawn district. Meanwhile, the Racine County DA is looking into complaints of forged petition signatures. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget. On the other hand, he says student-led initiatives are picking up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Rivers police have spent over half of this year's overtime budget in the last 4 weeks as the search for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu continues. Two Rivers City Council approved an amendment to their budget to make sure that contingency funds will be available to cover these costs. The money to cover any shortages will come from multiple sources, including Public Works, Recreation, and other funds. Elijah Vu was reported missing a month ago on February 20th. A proposed ordinance for the city of Appleton would require bar owners to have security cameras at entrances and exits and to produce any footage to law enforcement if requested. Some bar owners are balking at the cost for the cameras and the storage for which they would be responsible. The Green Bay Safety and Licensing Committee will continue to discuss this ordinance during its April 8th meeting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Celtics 122-119. Milwaukee trailed by 15 for most of the game, but closed to within a point in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where they kept getting the lead. We kept fighting back, so you love that. We did keep fighting. You know, we ended up shooting the ball better than them tonight. I thought our zone was really effective, mixing back zone man. It made them hesitate what they were running.
Tonight it's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee at Five Serve Forum. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison University, 8:40 tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on what stands out on the tape.
The diversity and the depth that they play with, about 9 guys, and you can tell they've got, you know, Friedel has been around the game, Bickerstaff's been around the game, Edwards, they're all older guys.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late tonight and tomorrow. We could end up with about 3 to 5 or 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down later Friday. Today, partly cloudy, 34. Snow will start by late tonight, 23. Snow, 36 tomorrow, with even more snow on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Coming up Thursday on Matt and Air On Air, public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 11:06. Then we talk sports balls with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome to Omar the Pharmacist in the Pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist, Dr. Omar the Pharmacist. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. Calvin, I like that. Dr. Omar, you like that?
It's a very nice song. I love it.
Well, that's going to be it then. We'll certainly brand it on the show. But we got so much to talk about, Dr. Omar. If you haven't heard us every Thursday, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, he is the owner of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. And he is on to give us important information on medication and you and I and our bodies and all of those things. We got a plethora of things to talk about this morning. Dr. Omar, I want to start with, you talked about the fact that there's viruses going around right now, and they're all over the place. Let's talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, we are noticing that there is like some symptoms of upper respiratory tract infection, kind of, and it's not strep throat. So there is like problems with the inflammation in the lungs that cause people to have clogged nose, and then there is like coughing, and they just don't have an antibiotic to take at home, and they have to stay home for like few days fever, and also it can go with GI problems like throwing up and emesis. So I think every household is suffering from this problem. Kids are staying home. We have like a couple of people that are sick in my pharmacy. So seniors, we see like a lot of people coming asking for cold and flu over-the-counter medications. So I think this has to be addressed. This has to be addressed because weather is changing and something is happening, and we have to all be careful.
You know, you talked about, you know, coming to get over-the-counter medications. I remember reading last year that they were finding out that many of the over-the-counter medications didn't have the ingredient that was critically important to addressing the issues that people had. And so how do you know? And what's the impact of over-the-counter meds? You know, when people have sinus problems, they run to the pharmacy and
And when I was a young man, it was three or four different things you could take. But now there's 5 million in an aisle of these different antihistamines and other things. So how do you know? Do they work?
They actually work. You just have to be careful not to take too much of those, like NyQuil and acetaminophen and ibuprofen. So I like to have them at home, but I like the consistent thing. As soon as I start to feel sick, to take doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, NAC, and acetylcysteine. These are groups of supplements that I think should be in every household to be basis for supporting the immune system to fight these kind of whatever virus or infection that I'm not going to take an antibiotic for because I don't have time to go to the doctor or the doctor is not going to write me an antibiotic for. So instead of just focusing on the NyQuil and the antihistamines and the acetaminophen and the ibuprofen every 6 hours, I want to focus on a basis of good supplements, chicken soup, taking NST to help support my not coughing too much. So there is herbal remedies that can help me get better faster. And I can't tell you how many business trips I saved by those herbal remedies. They just have to be the right stuff.
You know, so chicken soup really works.
It works very well. It soothes the upper respiratory tract. It decreases the coughing, and it just, it works for sure.
So let me ask you, vaccinations.
Yes.
You know, the people more and more are not trusting vaccinations, and they're turning away from vaccinations. You go on the websites, and there are people who tell you you're a fool if you take vaccinations. Nobody checks to see if the person who's putting that information out, Dr. Umar, has a PhD in medicine.
Yeah, it just needs to be different and weird information, and everyone is going to share it, and they're not going to look at the source of the information. And we usually will tell people, follow the science. If you see side effects happening from a certain vaccine, follow the science and see what is published out there. The challenge is, like, there's lots of politics around COVID vaccines, and that have done a lot of problems to also other vaccines that people should be taking. I want to tell you that before the Shingrix vaccine for shingles, we used to have a lot of patients coming in with shingles, and we would create for them remedies to help, topical creams to help with pain, things to help with. I have nerve pain that has come to me since I had shingles 2 months ago or 2 years ago, and they are not like healing. Now I have much less patients coming in with active shingles because many seniors took the Shingrix vaccine that protects people up to 97% from shingles. So that's a vaccine that a lot of people took, and it has saved so many pains across.
So you're talking to a guy who had shingles, hadn't taken the vaccination, and had shingles, and you can't begin to articulate the pain of shingles.
Yeah.
And so once I had shingles, I was told that once you have contracted it, it can come back even more with a vengeance and can even lead to blindness. And so I went ahead and had the shingles shots. And part of the reason was because shingles shots cost so much. They're so expensive. But finally, we were able to get Medicare to finally pay for the shingles shots. I think that had something to do with it, Dr. Umar.
Yeah, well, it's expensive, and we finally have Medicare covering it. But I think anyone 50 years plus should get the vaccine and invest in it, even if it's not covered by the insurance. I was 35 when I got shingles, and it was
poor. Oh, you had it. Okay.
I had it and it was brutal, and I was saved by compounding because a formula was done for me that was like nothing else. I didn't take a single ibuprofen pill, but I just five days I had to religiously take it. But going back to the point, you have to really find something that you need to take care of and invest in your health. If you cannot afford to have shingles, that would be like pain in the nerve that you just can't help. You have to take the vaccine of the Shingrix. Most people can take it. A lot of the insurances cover it. The challenge is like if you're going to pay $400 over a 2 to 6 months period, it's hard. And we hope that there would be more umbrella coverage for commercial insurance and other insurances to cover it. But at least Medicare is covering it. So it's a wake-up call to everyone listening to us. Ask about the Shingrix vaccine. Go take it, because it's just, you know, most of us have the virus in our skin waiting to come out. And when it comes out, it doesn't go back. And if you got shingles before and it you are now fine, you have kind of, it healed, the sores are healed, go and take the vaccine.
All right, let's go to Julie. Good morning to you, Julie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, good morning. So calling about when you said, like, when you start to feel like you're getting a cold or run down or whatever, you have the list of vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. I'm curious to know if you think the emergency packets are worth taking.
Yes, emergency packets are worth taking. I would like to divide the dose every 12 hours. They have, I think there is the C vitamin high dose, and there is the zinc, and there's different combinations of it. So just to make it simple, try to find vitamin C, 500 milligram, 2 times a day, zinc, at least 25 milligram a day, quercetin, about 200 milligram a day, vitamin D, 2,500 units a day. We have a product called Wellmune that have those top supplements that supports the immune system during this critical time. And just dividing the dose, because some of those vitamins are water soluble, so they leave the body fast. But Emergency is a good brand, yes.
And then would you recommend just doing that every day, or only when you're kind of feeling run down?
When you feel you're run down, take it for a few days. Just divide the dose about 2 or 3 times a day, but do it for 4 or 5 days straight, because the body takes some time to kind of recover. And also, because at that time, the immune system needs those doses of vitamin C and vitamin D and just keeps consuming them. So that's why we need at least 4 or 5 days a week, I would say, of taking those supplements.
Hey, Julie, thank you very much for the call. You all can join us at 844-967-2789 if you have a question or comment for Dr. Umar. We are in the pharmacy with the pharmacist, Dr. Umar, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the owner of Well Point Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville.
Welltopia.
I'm sorry, Welltopia.
Yes, it's okay.
Let me ask you, Dr. Omar. I want to go back to the vaccinations. And right now, the measles. I was reading something about the bubonic plague, tuberculosis. All of those things had basically been eradicated. When I was a kid, everybody had to have those vaccinations as children. You didn't have a choice of the matter. You couldn't say when the child was born. I think there were 6 or 7 different vaccinations that we had to all have. That's not the case anymore. Why?
We have more choices. And when we have more choices, sometimes we don't do the choice that's going to save our lives. Choices is good, but if we don't take the MMR vaccine, we don't give it to our children, then we are endangering the whole community. And that's what happened, that we found people that got measles, okay? And that's kind of a serious condition, and it eradicated, and then it came back. So we have to follow the science, Earl. We can't just follow anyone that come with news, you know? You have to know who you get your medical data from, social media and the viral information that can come out that falsify what is necessary and important to protect the society. That's challenge, you know?
Yes, sir. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you very much for the call. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thanks for this this session here. I understand that mushrooms are a rising star in the natural world in support of our health, and I'd just like to ask your opinion on these. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary. Mushrooms. You got to be careful with those, right? I mean, you really do.
Yeah, so mushrooms, there is so many families of mushrooms. And we use them in the pharmacy. We use them to support the immune system. We use them to support the stamina. They just have to come from the right source. They contain macronutrients, which help to really support immune system in a definitive way. There is cordyceps. That is a very good mushroom to support the immune system. So they are emerging now again because of their benefits. So it's just like, it's not a blank term that we can call everything mushroom that is going to get you high. No, they have been used for centuries in the pharmacy. So yes, I use them a lot for, again, the immune system support, to support stamina, for brain health. So there are kind of categories, and they are used as a professional supplement with certain doses that are clinical doses.
So let's talk about, Dr. Omar, let's talk about the difference between medication and supplements. Because they I'm learning from you. They work hand in hand, or supplements can supplements ever replace medication, or medication without supplements? How does that work?
What works is that medications originally come from a plant source, a molecule that many times come from a plant source, and then it gets to be modified, so we call it a medication. And then we start to standardize it and give it side effect profile. What I look at it as, if I need a medication, I take the medication because, let's say, I have high blood pressure. But if I can control my condition with supplements, with approval from the doctor, that's the route that I believe is going to be helpful. If I tell you supplements come from, like, if they are micronutrients that are either in your body already and you take higher doses of them, like magnesium, like calcium, or iron. They come from iron, or they come from plant source, and they have less side effect profile. But as we take them as capsules and pills, I like to look at them as part of my medicinal regimen, and I want to categorize them and respect them same way I respect my medications. If I'm taking enough supplements and good supplements to support that, I would take less medications, of course, with help with the doctor, that would be a good thing. It's just the food quality is not as it is, so I'm getting more micronutrients that I should be getting from the food, but I am not getting them now, so I'm getting more calcium, more magnesium, more vitamin C, more vitamin D, quercetin. These are found in the foods, okay? If this is helping me to take less medications that can have side effects on the body, on the mind, on the gut, then we have a perfect combination. So I don't want to hate or love something more than it should. I just need to see what I need, and I follow through.
So the physiology of the body, here's a couple questions. Hi, Dr. Omar. I have allergies that bother me mostly in spring and August. Ragweed, the other medications all make me drowsy. Are there any natural treatments?
Yes, there is a very good supplement called Histalavista that we have at Wiltopia, because it contains quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, bromelain, and these are natural products that are not going to cause you drowsy. They are going to be natural antihistaminic effect. They don't cause dryness. They support the immune system. You can take them longer term without having the problems of the antihistaminics in the market. And these are natural ingredients that we've been using for tens of years. We just have them in higher concentration inside these supplements like Histalavista.
That's right.
Just an example, Errol.
Yeah, so 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Thursday. That means Thursday's with my guest, Dr. Omar. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. 844-967-2789 is the number. If you have any questions or comments, feel free.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian Vince Moranto. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Historical Society is taking over an historic theater in Baraboo. The Al Ringling Theater will become an extension of Circus World. It'll continue to serve as a home for local and regional performing arts. The Al Ringling Theater was built in 1915. A conservative group wants Kyle Rittenhouse to speak to college students in Ohio. Rittenhouse killed two people during the Kenosha riots 4 years ago. Ali Greco is a student who wants to keep him off the Kent State University campus.
Passed with violence, having it on campus is going against Kent State's mission, which includes ethical and humanitarian values in the service of Ohio and the global community. And this is not ethical, and this does not promote those values at all.
Four students were shot to death at Kent State in 1970. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Community Blood Center opens a new facility in Ashwaubenon, and this is designed to make donating blood easier. Officials say the facility features VR headsets that can help to take donors on a mixed reality adventure. These headsets and the distraction they provide can help ease anxiety that some people might feel when giving blood. The American Red Cross reports that there is a blood shortage nationwide. The Oshkosh State of the City is coming up. Assistant City Manager John Fitzpatrick says there won't be one big event for the state of the city, but rather multiple appearances by City Manager Mark Roloff and a video that will be released on social media.
Establish that video and then make it a little more convenient for people to access what's going on with the city whenever it's convenient for them.
The Oshkosh State of the City is released on March 27th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. During an appearance on Watch What Happens Live, masked singer judge and former Playboy playmate Jenny McCarthy talked about why she didn't take part in 2021's Secrets of Playboy documentary. McCarthy says her time at the mansion was not a pleasant experience, saying there were lots of pretty girls and lots of ugly dudes over 70. McCarthy said it was like Viagra Central as she saw lots of gross celebrities having sex. That sounds almost as unsettling as watching an episode of The Masked Singer. Speaking of Viagra and gross sex, the unholy union of Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels is back in the news thanks to a new documentary called Stormy. In the film, Daniels claimed she received death threats after the story of her tryst with Donald Trump went public. Trump denied the affair ever took place, which is strange because he rarely denies anything. Stormy is available to stream on Peacock, so grab some popcorn and gather the whole family around the TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way late tonight, and tomorrow we could end up with about 3 to 5 or 6 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down later Friday. Today, partly cloudy, 34. Snow will start by late tonight, 23. Snow, 36 tomorrow, with even more snow on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
We'll be right back.
high school.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's here every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. You can join us. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thingsville. You have any questions or comments, 844-967-2789. Dr. Omar, I think there was something you wanted to say before we went to break.
We were talking about the sinus infections.
Yes.
Not sinus infections, but we say like that during the seasonal changes when we have to use antihistaminics for a long period of time. And the problem is that using them, they're over the counter, so we can get them. We can get the Zyrtec, we can get the fixofenadine, we can get the loratadine, and the older agents are the Benadryl. Using them long term can have like some side effects, like it can cause dryness of body fluids. It can cause, if you use Benadryl every single night to sleep, you're going to have dementia when you grow up. So there are some things that we have to address.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Repeat that.
Research studies that showed that seniors that are taking Benadryl to sleep, diphenhydramine 25 to 50 milligram every night, getting dementia, and it was linked to the habit of taking, because it makes you sleepy. This the first generation of antihistaminics, they make you sleepy. So I'm just recommending to find other ways. One of them is, first of all, we need to know if you have a sinus infection that's not treated. Second, if you just get those hives because of allergies during allergy season, then there are different formulas that you can use naturally, and they're very effective, that can control the allergy that you might have. So I want you to explore the options. And one of the products I mentioned is called Histalavista. Another product is called Histequel. And this is kind of natural things that support the immune system, because it just many times it's flaring up of the immune system, increasing inflammation in the body, and that need to be addressed. So you just have to be careful.
Let me ask you. So when people, the pharmaceutical companies create medications, and they have a patent on the medications, and so there is a period of time that they are not, that nobody can copy that medication. And once that period of time is exhausted, then people can come in and create what they call genetic medications.
Genetic medications, yes.
So what's the difference between the genetic and the original medication? And so is it the same thing? Does it do and serve the same purpose? It doesn't make sense to me. The regular medication is going to cause more than the generic. So does it do the same thing? Does it the same purpose?
Yes. Very good question. So according to the FDA, in order, like let's say a medication is in the market for 7 years, one company can make it, the 7 years are exhausted, now any company can make the medication. The company should use the same molecule exactly as the original drug. Even if the original drug was costing $100 a pill, now it's costing $1 a pill or maybe less. They have to use the same molecule, and they have to adhere with the FDA guidelines. FDA is not going to visit each facility, but that's why the pharmacy should get it from approved wholesalers that kind of police or should police those manufacturers, drug manufacturers. What I want to tell you is, like, if you're taking a brand name and now you take the generic form, check your levels, check with your doctor. If everything looks the same, then this is a good generic. If you have problems, maybe move to another generic. If there is a problem and you have to take the brand name, that's, I think, will be the last resort, because there's going to be hoops to go over if you have to take a brand name of a generic drug, because pharmacies are not going to want to give you the brand name because it's just very expensive. Insurances doesn't like to pay for it. And if it's because you're allergic to anything in the generic form, because the problem, Earl, is that the generic drug, they can use different color or different dye or binder inside the pill or the capsule. But for most people, they should be fine. They can take the generic medication. It's just this small portion of people are going to have a problem if they change the medication that they take. So I don't want people to freak out much from the generic medications. Yes, there is some problems that happen from certain generic manufacturers. And as soon as something happens, the FDA wakes up and they go shut them down or have them stop production until they fix what they have. But the reality of how the insurance work with the pharmaceutical drug industry, it is regulated and it is one of the main area of work of the FDA. Just the problem is like those generic medications come from different countries and they all come to the United States, but still we kind of have to trust the system for the medications that we take every day. And if you take a medication, it's not helping you, and you nail it down that this generic medication is not the one, sometimes you're going to find another generic that works for you, and you just stick with it.
Dr. Umar, you use the word should. They should follow. And so, and I know you're a very brilliant guy, and I listen to the things that you say, but you did say should follow.
Yeah, they should follow.
Right, okay, so... So, but we don't know whether they did or didn't. And so we as the citizens, you know, we can't discern whether or not the medications, I can speak for myself. When I have always accepted that when the doctor offered me the medications, I took the medications, assuming that the doctor was not going to give me something that was not going to work. And so I don't know about other people, but I can talk about me. So I would take the medications that the doctor prescribed, not knowing about the politrick part of it behind the scenes. But then I started realizing as I started reading things that there are these things behind the scenes. The FDA is a small entity that can't go all over the world. Dr. Umar, checking on these things. So when we have conversations and dialogues with our doctors, we don't have that knowledge. It's why this segment of this show is so critically important. Because where else are you going to get that information? I'll tell you, I haven't ever gotten that information from anybody else in all the time I've been taking medications other than you, about what to look for and what not to look for. So the average person is not getting that either.
The World of Pharmacy is asking us to always counsel patients and counsel the public about the uses, side effects, different questions that they might have. That's why when you take your medication, you see the pharmacist telling you, do you have any question about your medication? It is just the reality of the busy life that we have, the thousands of prescriptions that the pharmacist has to finish in one day. There's not enough data. But I just want to tell you, like, there are certain parts in the system we have to kind of have a basic trust with so we can live. But if you ask, am I going to suspect everything that I take? Well, you can suspect everything that you take. And that's why you just kind of try to deal with the entity, the doctor, the pharmacy, the place that you trust, because they are going to want to benefit you when you trust them, because there's this kind of moral and professional conduct that we have to believe still exists in the society. So we just have to believe in goodness, Earl. And we're going to go from there.
You know, Dr. Umar, I believe in goodness, but I also know there are corporations whose bottom line is profit. And fortunately, they are in the medical supply chain, the food supply chain, and all of those different things. And so, you know, when you when we talk about generics, because the insurance companies don't want to pay for that the
brand name.
I do. I understand. I get all of those things, Dr. Omar. But I just to get, you know, the average person to even, we don't think about those things. We go, the doctor prescribes a prescription. We go in, we get the prescription, we take the prescription. We assume that it's working. And yeah. we don't have any measuring stick to discern whether it's not working. We just figure yes. things are getting better. And so what signs, and I know this is a broad question, but what signs should we be looking for if we've gotten this new prescription or we're taking the new supplement? What times and signs should we see that we want to change, you know, that these are things are working?
Good question. Like, let's talk about, like, examples. Like, if I'm taking a medication to control my blood pressure and my blood pressure was high at the doctor's office, well, I have to buy, like, a blood pressure measuring machine and check it at home at least 2-3 times a week and see if the medication is bringing my blood pressure down. So let's be proactive. If I'm taking a medication to lower my blood sugar because it was high, when I went to the doctor's office, the doctor can write for me a prescription for a blood sugar monitoring machine, or like I can wear a CGM, a device on my arm, and I can see that my blood sugar is going down. At the same time, I don't have side effect of, let's say, GI problems or no diarrhea. So I see the results. It gets to be a little bit more challenging with medications for high cholesterol, because you cannot see the signs of, oh, my cholesterol is fine. How is your cholesterol? My cholesterol, I feel it's good. No, you don't feel it's good until you test it and measure it, right? So it's kind of according to case-by-case basis. For the thyroid medication like levothyroxine and the Armour thyroid and other forms that can be compounded, the symptoms, you're feeling better, you have better energy, you feel good about yourself, you can sleep. So as these symptoms and problems are getting better, the medication is working. It's helping me. I can now, next time when I pick it up, I'm going to ask one more question about it. Oh, it stopped helping me. What's going on? So it gets to be like a collaborative practice between the patient, the doctor, the pharmacy. But if we're not asking those questions, we will never know. The problem happens early from assuming that the system is perfect. The system is not perfect.
All right. Guys, hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Umar, the proprietor of Welltopia. 844-967-2789 is our number.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. job. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of, you know, Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Let's go to the phone lines and Steve from La Crosse. Good morning to you, Steve. How you doing, sir? You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm doing real good, and I appreciate you guys being on. My question is, I've been listening about the Shingrix vaccine, and I think I want to get some good supplements. And I have supplements in my closet at home, but I don't know if they're old or good, or how do you tell which the good ones are?
That's a great question, and Dr. Omar is really great at that. Dr. Omar, you've heard the question?
Yes, so I understand that you have some supplements in your medication cabinet, and you want to go through them to see if they are good or bad. So that's a good question, because most of us have this problem and this challenge. You have an expiration date on the bottle. Usually the supplements are good beyond that date, but the question gets to be, do I need to use all of this stuff that I have in my medication cabinet? And I would tell you, like, you can, you are in La Crosse, like, I do virtual consults, but in general, you can go to the to your local pharmacy and just take some of those supplements every time that you go to the pharmacy and ask the pharmacist if they can help you. And if they don't know, they will research and look at the data that you provide. But the problem, if we are hoarding more supplements over the years and we just kind of get to the point of what to do with this, I want to tell you, Earl, that one time I had a lady come to my pharmacy with 200 bottles of vitamins. And she asked me, I want to know, what should I keep? What should I lose? And it was like, oh, it was really interesting. So it's kind of, we don't want to be overwhelmed, because every practitioner that we can go can load us with supplements. So always ask the integrative practitioners that you might be working with, or always ask Amazon and Google to just take it easy on us and just take it one step at a time. Start one or two new supplements at a time, learn about them, and write on the bottles what this is for. All right. So I try to do this with supplements that I give to people. I try to tell them, like, what it is for and how to take it, for how long to see results, you know? So I want it to be fun. I don't want it to be something I have to take for the rest of my life without knowing what am I taking. You know, I want it to be fun. I want it to be interesting.
So Stephen, thank you very much for the call. So Calvin, you know, we're going through, and there's a lot of knowledge and information that is disseminated every time Dr. Omar is on the line. And so how can people find out, get to hear this again?
So they can go to civicmedia.us/shows. You'll find the Earl Ingram Show, and then you'll find this podcast. You can also search for Dr. Omar on the Civic Media website. The podcasts are also uploaded to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
So Dr. Omar, so I'm taking now this supplement, COQ, I don't know what it is.
CoQ10. CoQ10, 400 milligrams.
Yeah, so I'm taking that. And
yes.
And I'm not imagining this, I don't think, but it's been, you know, several days. But, you know, I just, it's a supplement. You told me right away, well, you don't have this in your body.
Yes.
You know, but who knows what that is? We're not scientists. We're just average, everyday people. We think we've got blood and those kind of things in our bodies. But something, repeat that.
Yes. So it's an antioxidant. It's a very strong antioxidant, the CoQ10. It can neutralize free radicals and give help even to the damaged cells in the body. And we recommended it because you're taking atorvastatin, high dose, and atorvastatin stops the formation of the CoQ10 inside the body. So this CoQ10 goes into the Krebs cycle, the formation of the energy inside the cells, the power hubs inside the cells. These information, they can be complex, and the CoQ10 is just like, it's you're going to forget what I told you, like maybe tomorrow or after tomorrow, because it's just complex way of, even us, we forget. And that's why we have to remind ourselves that every patient, every person is a story, is a health story. So we have to take what is needed for our bodies. The thing is, like, when I gave it to you, I told you, and I wrote on the bottle how to take it, and I told you we have to take it at least 2 weeks to find results, but you have to continue as long as you take atorvastatin. So you asked the question, Earl. You came to meet me, and we met, and we talked about it, and now you're taking it every day, so this is great. You're doing something great for your health.
So let me tell you, so then I went and looked up CoQ10 or whatever that's called, and saw the different manufacturers of it.
Yes.
And I saw some prices as low as $10.
Yes.
On up to, so we can't just go by the title of the supplements, right? Because manufacturers make all kind of different supplements.
Yes, there is the over-the-counter industry. There is the supplements industry, which is the wild, wild west in terms of the companies that can make anything and put it in a bottle. And then we try to work with professional supplements industry. These are companies that voluntarily, they would make their own studies, and they would provide data to validate that what's written in the bottle is inside the bottle. And also some forms of CoQ10 are not absorbed very well by the body. So you take them as just, you take a cup of water, you're not taking anything. So you have to take it from the correct source. And I can show you, like, some of the supplements that you can take. One bottle that would cost X, another bottle can cost 3-4X. The cheaper bottle can do the effect. It's not just the price, it's about who is making the product, okay? So the authentication of the manufacturer, and that's why you need help. Like, you cannot just navigate this on your own.
So, Dr. Omar, we have to leave it there. Thank you, as always. This is a great bit of information. Thank everybody who made the show go. Dr. Omar, I'll see you in a week. And Calvin, thank you. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bott, Madnair on Air.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Thursday. Our old friend and author, Chris Pauls, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department and 16 state and district attorneys have filed major...